This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Kenton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
Doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl said the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
All week. It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yes, indeed. Hour number two of the program begins with a little football prognostication. We bring on the expert, Fat Jack, from FatJackSports.com. We bring on our buddy Peter Yates Enoch. He joins us here in the program. Peter, how are you, my friend?
That's right. I'm doing fine, and I was just telling Curtis, either Sanibel Island or Palm Springs is calling me.
Yeah, me. When it's this cold, you gotta be kidding me.
When I was younger, I think hot weather bothered me more than cold, and I'm an old goof now. I mean, really old, and I don't like cold weather. I just don't. I just despise it. And I can do something about it. I can leave for a while. So don't
there
get me
you
wrong.
Go.
I still love Kansas City, but right now, for about another week or so, I'd love Sanibel or Palm Springs.
You're a man of means.
And I think I'm thinking about going to one of them, or maybe even both in the next month and a half.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But I will tell you, you're doing quite well in the picks. You're above 500, which is something that now all of us can say except for Jed.
Well, I'll tell you, it's people don't realize, and you know, I think you're a really good bettor. I'm not trying to blow smoke, but since I've known you, I think you're a damn good bettor. I thought I used to be, but you know what? I'm not anymore. I mean, and maybe I never was, but I used to think, man, I know this stuff. Well, I don't.
I don't know. You're doing better than most. 51-48-1
That ain't going to win you many beauty contests. No,
it's not going to win you the super contest, but it's going to keep you afloat. Yeah. I will tell you that.
Yeah,
a man who is entered in those kind of contests and does very well is our buddy Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. He joins us from parts unknown. Where do you come to us from today, Fat Jack?
You know, I just got back from Portugal over the weekend, and I'm in Oklahoma for the day, and then I'm heading to the West Coast, and I'll be in Vegas for the weekend. So excited about big boy football. By the way, Peter, if you end up going to both those places, I'm not sure how much you've been down there, but I go get you some seashells at Sanibel. I got 2 or 3 good restaurants there. West Palm, we've kept a boat there for the better part of 15 years. I have some of the best restaurants on the planet that are in and around West Palm. Brass Wing for hamburgers and wings and much, much more. So let me know if you head that way. But, yeah, excited about this week. I'm in Oklahoma just for a day or two and getting ready for a great weekend. You know, we small winning week in football, tiny bit, but the basketball, again, had another great week. We won Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We swept on Monday. We won Tuesday. We lost last night for the first time in, you know, the last week or so. So really, really strong plays with those hoops to go along with the football plays. You can get those for about $20 a week when you add them to your football package. So FatJackSports.com, those season packages are up and ready. Pay out the service fee up to 8 or 10 months, depending on the package. Get baseball season for free. It made over 70 games of profit last year for free. So a great time to get signed up, great time to win. And I know you guys in Kansas City are fired up about the 4 games coming up. And I am also, because not only I love the matchups, I think I've got some easy winners going this weekend. So very excited at FatJackSports.com.
All right, we've got just 4 games, right? We're down to just the last 4. It's kind of sad, a little bit of a tear in my eye as we are starting to wind up the football season. What do we just have 7 games left, right?
Wow.
Yeah, 4-2-1, and you know, they're the most important. But you're right. This is the time of year every year where, especially when you've been making money, that it gets a little bit sad. But, yeah, nothing turns that sadness into a happy face more than basketball profit. So, but you're right. From a spectator standpoint, sad that we're wrapping up the season.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled that I've actually secured a winning season after a couple of turds in a row the last couple of years. I'm thrilled to have a winning season. All right, we've got four games. Bills at Chiefs. Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites. Bengals at Titans. Titans are 3.5-point favorites. 49ers at Packers. Packers are 6-point favorites. Rams at Bucks. The Bucks are 3-point favorites. Those are our four games. We begin this week, I think we're to Pete to lead us off. Peter Yates, Enoch, Chiefs. -1.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Who you got?
Totally disregarding that first game they played. I think tonight things are entirely different right now. I'd be a fool to bet against the home team in this, especially with the spread under 3. I'll take Kansas City plus or minus the 1.5.
Yeah, I think this one is kind of a Bills freight train. I'm curious what Fat Jack's going to say as to how much the line moves are now reflecting the public versus the sharp bettors. Because I am a little bit troubled that early money is going on the Buffalo Bills, but I like the Bills. I think they're a really good team, and you know, I think this game, they very easily could win it, but I just think if it's going to be a close game, then Patrick Mahomes is going to win it. I haven't seen Josh Allen win close games, and so I think you have three outcomes that can happen. Bills win big, Chiefs win big, or it's a game that can go either way, and I think two of those three go the Chiefs. I think a tight game will go the Chiefs' way. Like I said, I know that Andy Reid flubbed the game against the Bengals by not letting them score. I think they will have learned from that, and I think Patrick Mahomes will not let them lose. I think this is one you just bet the better quarterback, and I think the better quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. I will take the Chiefs. Jed?
I'm also on the Chiefs. I don't have a great feel for this game, but I think I agree with a lot of what you said. I think Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback. As Pete said, these two teams have changed quite a bit, especially for the Chiefs on the defensive side. Give me the Chiefs.
All right, Curtis?
Well, we all know what happened last time. We all know who wasn't there then that is now. I think what's getting a little less run, though not on this show, is the Chiefs were -4 that night, yet they were still within striking distance until very late. Bills have won 5 straight by double digits, but 3 of those were against also-rans and 2 were against the Patriots, who were stumbling down the stretch. Chiefs essentially just have to win to cover, and I think they're going to win. I'll take the Chiefs.
That's 5-0, Curtis Siebel from last week, taking the Kansas City Chiefs. Where, shockingly, I know this is going to stun you, Fat Jack, you're on in Kansas City, and all 4 meatheads took the Chiefs. What are we missing?
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see what all of your records would be if you took away the Chiefs game, because it's a lot like having a daughter. My daughter was kind of homely when she was in middle school, but if you'd asked me, I'd have said that she is the cutest, most attractive girl in her entire class, and I don't know why all the boys aren't dating her, but she weighed about 300 pounds. So I think you're a little bit too close to the situation on a weekly basis, but here, I don't know that you're off base. This is not my favorite game the entire weekend for sure. And also, I thought I'd give you just a little bit, because we've only done 4 games, about futures matchups. So the Kansas City Chiefs 4-1 to win the Super Bowl right now. If you can just get to the matchups, Kansas City over Green Bay would be 12-1. Kansas City over Tampa Bay 15-1. And so those are just a couple of different things to look at. They are the second pick to win the Super Bowl right now behind the Packers. I think that, Josh, both these teams have looked bad at times during the year. Both of them have looked really, really good at times during the year. But I go back to the fact that Josh Allen's going to want to run the football. He does a lot with his legs. He gets out of the pocket and creates space. This 3-4 defense of the Chiefs should have enough athletes on the field to limit that and minimize that. You can't ever predict that Chiefs aren't going to score a bunch of points. I think they will. I think they're going to get into the lower 30s. And if they do, you got to score 34 points to beat them and 30 to cover. So I'm going to take the Chiefs minus the points. But it is just a lean because, to your point originally, Durham, the sharps like Buffalo, and there's a lot of general public on Buffalo. Right now, the early money felt like this number was not going to get any higher than 2.5 or so. And so it has come back toward the fence. Hasn't jumped it yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did. A lot of people, including Vegas, like Buffalo here. I actually think the Chiefs are the right side here. As long as you guys alluded to, they don't turn the ball over 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go next to the Titans, 3.5-point favorites. They're hosting the Bengals. I think the whole world is on the Bengals. I think they're a great story. I think they're playing good football. I think they've got an excellent quarterback. But I also think they're not that far removed from being just like the Raiders. Right, and they were in kind of a game that if they don't get a sack, fumble, touchdown. I think the Raiders could have won that game, or at least could have been competitive in that game. I think the Titans are the better team. I think it will show. I think they will get enough from – the thing that scares me is everybody actually sliding around to the Titans because Derrick Henry's back. That's not why I'm taking him. I'm taking him more just because I expected the clock to strike midnight on Cinderella and the Bengals here in this game. But I'm going to take the Titans minus the 3.5. Jed?
I'm on the Titans as well, which I'm sure you love hearing since I'm doing the worst out of all of us. But with Derrick Henry coming back, obviously showing that I'm an amateur better, I think that they're a better team. Mike Vrabel is a more experienced head coach. Give me the Titans.
Okay. Titans for Jed. Curtis?
I can't recall a number one seed that the public has had less confidence in than these Titans. I think they'll make the Bengals' offense rather one-dimensional. They've allowed just 72 yards a game on the ground the last 12 weeks. That's going to put a lot on Joe Burrow. And I'm okay with that against a Titans pass defense that's given up good yards to Mac Jones, Jimmy G, and Davis Mills of late in what I think will be a field goal margin. The hook's pretty sweet. I'll take Cincy.
Okay, he takes the Bengals. And Peter?
I hate the hook in this game, and I think Cincinnati is a year away from being favored in this game. Tennessee, I think, really has one of the most outstanding coaches in the NFL, and they got a whodat quarterback who you've talked about. I think he's pretty good, and I'm going to take Tennessee in this, and if we're talking about next year, I'll take Cincy. But I'm taking Tennessee this year.
Taking Tennessee this year. Yes. All right, three of us on the Titans, Curtis on the Bengals. Who is right, Fat Jack?
Yeah, you know, Curtis is normally on the pulse of his angles are almost always really, really good. And he's right about a lot of things, but he's wrong about who's going to win, I think. I mean, the Bengals are a year away. I honestly, everything you said, I'm like, you know what? He's right on. And then you went, I like the Bengals. I'm like, no, not the Bengals. Bengals are the wrong side. The Bengals, I think, are a year away. They're a benefit to their schedule from last year. You know, 2 years ago, they didn't win hardly anything because the quarterback was hurt. And this team is in the deep end of the pool. And by the way, the Tennessee Titans, I talked about this about a month and a half ago. They beat four straight teams that had made the playoffs the previous year in the middle of the year. You can make a lot of the stats, but this one is very impressive. After that run, there's only been three other teams in modern era football that did that, beat four straight playoff teams from the previous year. The Titans were a team that did that. Those other three teams, all three made the Super Bowl, and two of them won the Super Bowl, and nobody likes Tennessee. I do not get this. The Tennessee Titans are 8.5-1 to win the Super Bowl, and they're a one seed. So, listen, Cincinnati and Vegas thinks this game's close for sure. That hook, they're inviting you. They like Cincinnati, I believe. They are inviting you to play today, but I think they think it's a close game. I don't. And Derrick Henry or no Derrick Henry, the Bengals are 0-4-1 against the spread. Their last five as an underdog. They beat teams they're supposed to beat. They don't beat teams they're not supposed to beat. So I actually think Joe Burrow and company are in way over their head. I like the Titans by 2 points.
Yeah, okay. Next game, Packers, 6-point favorites against the 49ers. Jed, who do you got?
I'm on the Packers, better quarterback. Not much more to explain than that. Give me the Packers.
Cletus?
One thing that concerns me for the Packers is they've allowed 125 yards a game on the ground the last 5 weeks, but I think the 49ers could run all over the field and still not cover the number because they cannot make big plays in the passing game. I don't think this will be a high-scoring game, but 24-13 gives the Packers more than enough to cover in this one. So I'll take the 49ers. I'm kidding. I'll take the Packers.
Jackass.
Pete.
Yeah, right. Pete, Packers.
I think a lot
six.
Of money's heading toward the Niners in this game because the Niners have really owned the Packers the last couple times they played. But I just can't – I hate the Niners. There's just something about that team I don't care for. I can't put it in – analgesics or whatever you guys call it. I'm going to take the Packers minus the six. I don't like all those points, but you know, really, our QB there in number 12 for the Packers hasn't played well against the Niners. They run the ball well. I'll still take the pack.
Okay. A lot of directions I could go with that.
Starting with analgesics, which is a pain reliever.
I was going to say that if you told me Pete's going to make a joke about analytics, I would have given you 10-1 odds that somehow the word anal would have been used in the joke. That didn't happen, so I'm already a loser there. But I, too, am on the Packers. I heard a little nugget. I thought this was interesting. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is playing with a banged up hand. That's one thing that we should acknowledge. That, like, what does he have, a torn tendon or whatever it is? I can't imagine trying to grip and throw a football with whatever the malady is that he has in like 2-degree weather is going to be productive. Like, I think that they are going to be a run-only team that will grind it down. It probably brings the under as the stronger play in this game, but I think it also means that they can't score enough. I'll take the Packers. I hate laying the 6. You know, I always look for a reason to take a 6-point dog because of the tease down, but I'm on the Packers on this. I'm not sure why this number doesn't creep even higher. Fat Jack, we're all on the Pack. What do you think?
Yeah, I tell you, this is definitely a public play, but Vegas is dialed in on San Francisco. You remember against Dallas last week, this number was really low. I think a lot of people thought, well, Dallas, you know, they're at home. They scored 51 points against Philly. And San Francisco went out and held their offense under the total where they couldn't score points, and that gave San Francisco the win. This Green Bay, now they're at 6. In a playoff game of this caliber, that's a lot of points. San Francisco, not good as an underdog. Green Bay averages 30.8 points a game when they're at Lambeau Field. So I cannot see a world where San Francisco gets anywhere near 30. And by the way, that's the average for the Packers. They will go over in the playoffs a lot more than not. They're actually on a really high, they're 28-14 to the over in playoff games, Green Bay, that is. So I think Green Bay scores points. I don't think San Fran can keep up. The hand would bother me if I was a San Francisco fan. And I think this is one of those that the general public's ride on. I think Green Bay's a layup here.
Okay, Packers for Fat Jack. All right, and the last one, the Bucs are 3-point favorites against the Rams. We start with Curtis. Curtis, who do you like in this one?
It's so hard to judge what the Rams are off of last week because so much of it was malpractice on the part of the Cardinals. The one thing they can do is push the pocket, and the Bucs O-line, good as it is, won't be 100% for this one. However, Bucs are 7-1 against the spread their last 8 home games, and they've covered 4 straight in the postseason. I won't fall off the couch if the Rams win it outright, but I'll take the Bucs.
He'll take the Bucs. Interesting there. How many times did you have to erase on that one, Fat Jack, as you were making your notes? Pete, how about the Bucs minus 3 at home against the Rams?
If I'm in Tampa Bay this weekend, the very last thing I'm doing is going to this stupid ball game. It's going to have the worst rating because it's going to have the worst. It's going to have the worst ratings of all 4 games. The Bucs are going to win it, hands down. The Rams, I've lost my ass on them this last year. So I'm taking the Bucs minus the 3, and I'm not even going to watch it.
They got a pickup soccer game going on in Clearwater.
I'll be there.
So work over there and watch that.
I'll be there, Fat Jack. Yeah.
I have literally nothing. Nothing to I don't even know where to start on that one. So I'll take the Rams. I think the Bucs are banged up. I think that's an issue. I don't love their – I'm with Curtis. Like, it's not that I'm, like, enamored with what the Rams did against the Cardinals, but I do think they've got some firepower, and I think if good Matt Stafford shows up, he can go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. The question is he going to be throwing it up for grabs, which he's done a few times? I think this is one where the injuries to the Bucs are going to finally catch up to him. I don't know how banged up that offensive line is going to be. Tristan Wirfs, is he going to play? I don't like to coach the game because usually the injuries are baked into the numbers, so that's not what you need to do. But I don't think the Bucs are as good as they were last year. I don't think they have any special mojo. I think this Rams team is going to put it all on the line. Give me the Rams and the 3 points. Jed?
I'm also on the Rams. I don't love it, but I think Aaron Donald's going to be able to get enough pressure, cause Tom Brady to maybe look his age for once. I think Matt Stafford always has the ability to lose a game with his ability to turn the ball over. But give me the Rams. They just need it more. A smart gambling man once told me.
All right, Fat Jack, 2 Rams, 2 Bucks. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't love it that, you know, it's really hard to bet against Tom Brady, and there are a lot of people that are lining up on the Rams, which I gave away preseason on this show to win the Super Bowl. I hope my ego's not in it because I do have a considerable amount of money. I'd be able to buy a Tesla or something if the Rams were to win it out and win the Super Bowl with my futures bets. But I do love their front four and the pressure they're going to be able to get on Tom Brady. The other thing that I think we've not talked about enough, the secondary of Tampa Bay has been banged up. They do score a bunch of points at home, so that Rams defense is going to have to hold up. But I think this game is a high-scoring game. I like the Rams plus the points, not only plus the points. I think the wrong team's favorite here. And I also agree that I do not think Tampa's as good as they were last year. So, and the winner of this game has a ton of momentum going into the next round and then, of course, the Super Bowl. Guys, if you want to win, though, you can play the free winners, and try to guess which ones of those are selections or opinions or whatever. Or go to FatJackSports.com. And honestly, right now, you can get $99 for everything through Sunday, all these football games for $99. Very good deal. Or $169 football and hoops through Monday, which they had a great weekend last week. We're going to win again this week. But if you get the season package right now, you can pay it out over the course of the 8 months for football, 10 months football and hoops. You're basically getting all these games for free. All my selections, everything in both sports for free because you're signing up now. The prices won't go down. In fact, they'll go up between now and the Super Bowl. And if you wait till after the Super Bowl, you don't get the baseball season for free. So now's the time. Go to FatJackSports.com. Pay out the service fee if you need to, or get the lowest price the entire year. Add discipline to your gambling and start winning money this weekend, betting the games against the spread at FatJackSports.com.
Fat Jack, you're the man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the West Coast and wherever your travels take you, and we will talk to you next week going into the conference championship games.
I'm going to meet Pete. I'm going to meet Pete in St. Petersburg.
Let's do it, buddy. Yeah. Yes. Go to a saloon and see the ladies and screw the game.
Yeah. Some people would turn that around, but, you know, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Fat Jack, run for the hills, Jack. Run. Run.
Too old, man.
Trip, by the way.
Too old.
He's not going to do the damage down there. So.
Yeah. We'll see you, buddy. Take care, man.
All right. Bye.
Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. The best in the business. Check out his website. It's FatJackSports.com. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll play Stump the Chumps next here on the program.
The program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Seren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Stuff that Jumps brought to you by our friends at Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. Vic and his great staff giving you the best Cajun food around. I'm all choked up about it. Great live music, great Cajun food, locally owned and operated. Three locations out at the Legends in Independence at I-70 and 291, and, of course, the original at 39th and State Line. Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. Get that great Cajun food today. Don't forget they cater as well, so if you can have a big festivity around the Super Bowl, Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. We'll be happy to cater for you. Get that great Cajun food from Jazz today. We welcome in Todd Lebo. Todd, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing really good. We will let you know that coming up a little bit later on, we are going to play the hearing from Willie Gay. Is that correct? We have that.
Well,
it's just a couple of minutes, right?
I don't know if we can play it or not. I just sent you a text and email about that. Maybe we'll play it. Maybe we're not. We know the details of what happened.
I saw the email and I thought it was like, okay, here's the thing. And so what, that might be against the law to play or something?
I just don't really know. So,
are we trying to find out?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been told maybe don't play it, but I don't know. It's not that exciting. It's just procedural more than anything. Very procedural. The deal is he pleaded not guilty. They've assigned him to a diversion docket coming up in March. Diversion is one of those things where they'll say you can get diversion. That's a program you'll go through and probably take an anger management class or whatever. There is a civil protection order that's been filed by the mother of the child. She wasn't 100% sure whether or not Gay was allowed to see the child while this is in there. They said, when you get this order, read it carefully. And Willie said, yes, sir. That's pretty much what it was. So.
Okay. So just how justice is working, how justice works and how it's working today in a Zoom world, right?
Yeah, I watched four cases, and I didn't know anything about the first four. I learned a little bit about Willie Gay's after that, and then I left.
There it is. Todd Lebo, our resident sleuth, our administrator here. All right, so we look forward to maybe bringing you that here in a little bit. In the meantime, we will play Stump the Chumps. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, I will fire first. Here we go. There are five answers. Okay, five answers. Warm the soul a little bit. Go baseball on this one. So get your baseball thinking caps on. There are five father and son combinations that have hit 30 home runs in a major league season. Name them.
Curtis.
Enoch.
Bonds.
Bonds is one.
Curtis.
Yes. Curtis.
Fielder.
Fielder is one.
Lebo. I'll try Griffey. I don't think it's right, though.
No, the Griffies came up just short. Three more.
Not Berra.
Three more.
30 is a pretty good number.
Curtis.
Okay.
The Alouz.
The Alouz are correct.
I think I'm done.
That was Curtis good, is too damn good at these things.
He's awful tough, man.
There was a bunch. I figured there were three on the dad
I
era.
Didn't think
one
the
of them,
hit
I couldn't remember.
Home runs. Man,
yeah, 38 Lebo. For Moise.
I couldn't remember who Moise's dad was.
Lebo Bichette.
Lebo. Bo Bichette hit 29 last year.
And then Lebo Guerrero.
Guerrero is correct. Lebo, nice job. Okay. One more.
Lebo, I'll try. Biggio.
Biggio, no.
Cavan didn't make it. I think I've got three strikes.
Nope. I think that's two for you. You ready for the last clue?
Sure.
Okay. The other one happened just as who did you say, Lebo?
I said Bichette and Guerrero. And
yeah, Guerreros. Yeah, okay. I want to make sure I didn't give away. Just like the Guerreros, the other one happened last year as well.
Oh, wow.
These damn kids.
I got my one.
My goodness.
Who was it?
You done?
I'm done.
Fernando Tatis. Fernando Tatis Jr.
That was a toughie.
Boo, yeah. K-Dog.
Boo, you should have got that one.
Boo us.
I'm done. I'm happy. What are you talking about?
All right. What do you got, Curtis?
Okay. Four players. Now, listen to this question all the way to the end.
By the way, can I point out that I am by far the most generous guy giving the most answers, which does not help me in the point totals.
I got a big one coming up here later.
I got three big ones. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Four players have caught multiple Super Bowl touchdown passes from Tom Brady. One of them is Rob Gronkowski. Name the other three.
Lebo. Did Deion Branch do it?
Nope.
Damn it.
Petro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try Julian Edelman just off quantity.
Nope.
Lebo. Wes Welker?
Nope.
Damn it.
Jeez.
I'm just striking.
Who are the interlopers in here? Jeez.
Oh, Lebo. This is going to be stupid Mike Vrabel, isn't it?
Mike
Vrabel. Yeah, I got one.
Oh, wow.
That should be worth two.
Petro.
James White?
Nope. All wide receivers left. The two left are wideouts. I'll give you hints that direction.
Lebo.
Todrick.
Troy Brown.
Nope.
I'm struck out. I'm out.
What was the first one that Lebo guessed?
I don't even remember. So long ago. Did I guess?
I can't remember.
I guess Edelman.
No.
I guess Welker.
No. Yeah. I guess.
You guessed the two I was going to
guess. Oh, I guess Deion Branch is who I guessed.
Okay, yeah, good. I want to make sure. That's the one I was trying to think of. Is that gone?
I'm done.
He threw. How many did he throw last year?
Two of them happened fairly early in his run. Two of them happened toward the middle.
There's only two left.
I'm sorry. One of the guys, his two happened early on that first run.
Okay.
And one of them was more recent.
I'm going to try. Let me get this over with. I'm drawing a complete blank. I can't. You know, they're such nameless putzes.
This tells you how good Tom Brady was, right?
Saran Danny Woodhead.
Nope.
You said wide out. I'm out.
David Givens?
No, D-Giv.
That's the guy that was earlier. And Danny Amendola. But obviously Mike Vrabel was the link there. Got that one from our friend Ben down the hall.
That's nice. Lebo, what do you got?
All right, I got this. Pete, you get your thinking cap on, buddy.
Stop it, Tom.
Get ready. Here we go. Jeez. Name a coach that led the Buffalo Bills to a postseason victory.
Curtis.
There are
Petro.
Four. Curtis
Petro.
Is first.
Chuck Knox.
Oh. Chuck Knox. Sorin.
Petro.
Yep.
McDermott.
Yep. Two more. Come on.
Petro.
Now. Yes.
Saban.
There you go. Yeah. It's nice. Not the easy one.
And it's not Nick, for those that are wondering out there.
Lou. That was going to be my Pete when you stole it from me.
Did, Curtis?
Yes, Curtis.
Is Marv Levy?
There you go. Say Marv Levy.
Oh, like God, Marv.
Games. I didn't. I thought someone would have said it. I was thinking about who it was. Oh, wow.
That's Marv Levy.
Wait, with the four Super Bowls.
Here and yeah. did God. Pick up
Marv Levy.
I got Lou Saban.
And not Marv Levy.
And not Marv Levy.
Oh, God.
And I got none.
That's Marv freaking Levy.
How do we leave Marv Levy to the end?
Oh, my God. He's gonna call us while he can. He'd call us up. And
his wife will call us.
He'll cuss us out with big words.
Lovely yeah. ladies that ever walked the earth.
Yep.
His wife.
Pete, what do you got?
Okay, we got the Chiefs defensive starting lineup for the Super Bowl I. I'm going to give you Buck Buchanan. I'm going to give you E.J. Holub. I'm going to give you Bobby Bell. And I'm going to give you Johnny Robinson. You give me the rest.
Petro.
Uh-huh.
Emmett Thomas.
Nope.
Lebo. That's wrong. Jim Lynch.
Nope.
Damn it. Lebo, Bobby Bell?
No, he gave us Bell.
I gave you Bell, Buchanan, Holub, and Robinson.
God. Oh,
Lebo,
man.
Give me the seven.
Willie Lanier? No.
Nope. He wasn't there yet.
Striking twice.
Curtis. Jerry Mays?
Yes. Defensive end.
Ooh, that was good.
I think of that damn Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, really? No.
Curtis. I'm trying to think of the picture of Max McGee. Was it Bobby Hunt?
There's two. Hunt.
I think he was in that picture.
He was a
safety. I think I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Petro, was Johnny Robinson?
He already said him.
Yeah, he was. We couldn't use him.
Said him.
You got a cornerback?
I didn't mean him. I meant the Hammer, Fred Williamson.
There you go.
Nice.
How about what's guy? Cheryl Hedrick? Lebo?
Yes.
I got
middle
one.
Linebacker.
He's up on the brink.
How many has Curtis got?
Just two.
Yeah, all of them. I got one.
You got two?
And you got one, right. Two, three. Well, you guys did well on this.
Who's else on that damn?
We got four. What I've got down.
Well, you got the actor, Saran.
That's the only
Oscar
reason.
Winner.
Because I remember him. Oh, is that the hammer that's down?
Sure.
Is that the hammer?
Yeah,
the hammer. I think I'm
one
done.
Was
I can't believe
one
it.
Was the moderate was my day of Sorensen. In other words, this guy always got his ass chewed for playing. This guy was the worst bat ball player the Chiefs had on that squad.
Is it Lebo? I'll try. Was there someone named Noland? I'm just thinking of the names.
Noland Smith.
Yeah,
the
Noland Smith was a wideout.
Okay, he's all right. I'm out. I'm struck. I'm done. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got Cheryl Hedrick.
You done, Seren?
Same.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm done.
Okay, defensive tackle Andy Rice. Yeah. Forgettable. Oh. Defensive end at 185, the smallest defensive end ever in the Super Bowl, Chuck Hurston.
Didn't know him.
And the worst player in the history of the Chiefs, Willie Mitchell, cornerback.
Oh, wow.
You guys did a good job on
worse
that.
Than William Bartee.
Mitchell's the guy in the picture getting burnt by McGee.
He?
That's
well, he
what it was.
Got
I don't know how he got.
His pants were on fire. Jesus Christ.
He's immortalized.
Oh, he was terrible. But you guys did a good job on
nice.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, there are seven answers. All right, here we go. Seven answers, so 7 points available. The Super Bowl. We go back to football. Past, current, or former members, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this counts the guy ever did play there. A Big 12 school MVP in the Super Bowl. Super
Lebo.
Bowl MVPs. Oh. Todd.
Patrick Mahomes.
Here's one.
Enoch. Larry Brown.
Lebo.
Yes.
Lebo Riggins.
Yes, I can't believe Pete has not gotten Riggins. I have specifically made sure Riggins was in a question.
Riggins and I don't
like
talk
three
anymore.
Times, and Pete never gets Riggins.
He's ignored me. We don't talk anymore.
Lebo, did Hostetler
yes.
win?
No, I don't think so. I let me look. I still have the window open from when I was looking at this earlier.
I don't think he won. That.
I thought it did. No, he didn't. He didn't win.
Otis,
that was the year
Otis Anderson.
Otis O.J. Anderson won it. You scared the hell out of me. Yeah. Don't do that.
Good Lord.
How many left, Srib?
There's three more?
Four more.
Four more.
All I've got is Mahomes, Brown, and Riggins, right?
Yeah. Chuck Halley.
Chuck Howley is one. Nice job, Pete.
Now I'm way done. I got three.
Three more.
I'm done.
Three more.
Did Curtis.
Ready for Curtis.
Von Miller.
Von Miller is one. Right, Curtis is on the board. Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. Former.
There's two more.
Former. There are two more, and they're kind of tricky because they fall into, let me repeat the question again, Super Bowl MVPs that played their college at a former, current, or future Big 12 school. Ooh, played any of their future. College football.
Oh, any.
Any.
Oh, Curtis. Troy
Curtis.
Aikman.
Troy
yes.
Aikman.
Yes.
Any was the one I missed.
He should have never been MVP.
Oh, that's right. God.
One more.
That was good. Jesus.
Past, present, or future Big 12 schools.
Jim McMahon didn't win.
Past, present,
I said or McMahon. McMahon didn't win.
Nope. Give up?
I quit.
No hints?
He just gave it to me.
I know. But I wanna
future.
Future. He said future.
Well, that doesn't do me any good.
Well, that's Houston, Cincinnati.
It narrows it down to Cincinnati, Central Florida, Houston, and BYU.
I'll
make a joke for a strike. Blake Bortles. Boom. Strike me.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Steve Young.
There yes. you go. Damn it. I had the wrong BYU guy. I'm so stupid.
I know. I'm like, you're right next door to it,
so
Todd. Next door.
Oh. That's it?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, Larry Brown, the corner, John Riggins, Chuck Howley, Von Miller, Steve Young, and Troy Aikman. There you go. Curtis, what do you got?
All right. Cooper Kupp, one of four players since 1970 to lead the NFL in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns in the same year.
Lebo.
Name the other three.
Lebo. Randy Moss?
Nope.
I thought you did that.
Petro. Petro. Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Lebo.
1990.
Antonio Brown?
Nope.
Lebo Tio?
Nope.
Damn it, I struck out. I'm just firing.
What, there are three left?
Two left.
Two left?
I thought Randy Moss did it.
I saw this.
They were making a big to-do.
Yeah, this was in a paper the other day, and I didn't read it.
You saw it.
Is it Dwayne Bowe? I just want to know. Okay. I take all the strikes.
No.
God.
Give me one second. Give me one second.
I know it. God, dog it. I've got four strikes already. I know it.
What am I missing? Megatron?
Yes,
nope.
That's
Petro
Megatron. No, I was wrong.
Nope.
That's who I thought it was.
Jeez, I'm going to hate myself. But in the interest of time, who is it?
Sterling Sharp in 1992.
Oh, wow.
And the most recent, 2005. Steve Smith.
Oh, that's
Boom.
Right. I saw that. I knew I'd
not
seen
the drummer
it.
For Journey.
No.
Okay, Lebo, what do you got?
All right, six answers right here. Here we go. Not including last year's AFC Championship game. Name a player who has scored a postseason touchdown as a Chief against the Bills. There are six.
Postseason touchdown.
Petro.
Yes.
Marcus Allen.
Correct.
Wow.
Postseason, right?
Postseason. Yeah. Pete, I got one back. 1966. Let's go, Pete.
Mike Garrett. Even.
There you go.
Oh, nice, Pete.
I'm way past
postseason. Not counting last year's AFC Championship game.
You guys have two, right? There are four left?
So there's only two games they've played otherwise?
They played
AFL
total,
games?
66, 91, and 93.
Ooh.
All right, then Petro.
Yep.
Otis Taylor?
Correct.
Hmm.
Petro. Come on, Curtis. 1991 is your wheelhouse, bro.
I know. I'm just trying to remember the game and who.
I remember it was like 37-14 or something.
Petro.
I can't remember who scored.
I'll try Willie Davis.
Nope.
Petro.
Yep.
J.J. Burton.
Nope.
I can tell you the scores.
Eating Carlos Carson.
Nope.
There we go.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. The old one, famous name in politics around Jackson County.
Oh, Fred R. Bannister.
There you go. And then the 2-91 running back wide receiver. You guys have been around it, but you haven't hit it.
Petro. I didn't want to do it because I know he dropped the ball, but did Kimball Anders get a score another time?
No, that was 93.
Okay.
I think Petro's out. Are you done, Curtis?
I'm out. Curtis. Todd McNair?
Nope. You guys are toast. Barry Word and Fred Jones.
Oh, wow.
Barry Word and Fred Jones. Okay, Pete, last one.
Okay, last one here. Most career shutouts in Major League Baseball, top 10. I'll give you Walter Johnson. I'll give you Cy Young. You give me the other eight.
Lebo?
Oh, man.
Lefty Grove?
No.
Warren Spahn?
Was that?
Todd just likes to get out.
I'm
real
just
quick.
Out, man.
Was,
I got no,
wait, was
I
Spahn
mean,
right
what,
or wrong?
Well, I mean, what was he eligible for Spahn?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll
oh, got
Petro, then I'll. Yes. Okay, you got one. All right.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to say Spahn.
Eight geez. More, two, one, two, three,
old,
four,
old, right.
five Hall of Famers.
Lefty.
The six Hall of Famers.
Dizzy Dean, Lebo.
No.
All right. I'm out. I'm struck.
I'll take.
One has 343 career wins. Two of them do. Well, Spahn had one. And,
Curtis.
Yeah. All right,
Bob Gibson.
All right, Petro.
No.
Petro.
Yes.
I'm going to go with 343. Sounds like Clemens.
No.
Thought you were going to say Hiram Davis.
Petro Maddox.
No.
Wow.
This game sucks.
It's got to be it.
I say that.
Who am I?
You got what, two?
Petro Koufax.
No.
Koufax?
Nope.
Okay, I'm out.
Oldies.
Curtis, it's on you.
I got nothing.
Okay. You out?
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay.
All
who is
right.
it?
Grover Cleveland-Alexander, Christy Mathewson, Eddie Plank.
Eat
now
oh,
here's
gosh.
Where you guys should have. Tom Seaver.
Oh, dummies.
Nolan Ryan.
Yes.
Idiots.
Burt Blyleven. Don Sutton.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
How did Burt Blyleven have to wait so damn long for the Hall of Fame?
We were terrible on that one.
It's insane.
All right, I've got 600. Curtis has, let's see, 246, 900.
Jesus.
Lebo has 600, and Pete has 500.
I'm real happy.
That's where we
you're
sit.
Close.
I'm real
in the
happy.
Category of, yeah, you should be. In the category of what?
Some college football.
College football. Make your wagers. We'll play Final Chumps next.
The program with Soren Petro.
It's me and a bunch of drooling Neanderthal dullards. What more do you need to know?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, wrapping up here. Stuff the Chumps with our final round brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Great Cajun food from Jazz is what you can get when you go to number one. Check out their menu online at jazzkitchen.com. You can see them at the Legends in Independence and the original at 39th and State Line. Live music and the best Cajun food around, all made from scratch. Great menu. There's something for everybody at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. What is the final question, Jed?
A little college football here. Stetson Bennett IV, a.k.a. Foghorn Leghorn, is looking to become the first starting quarterback to win multiple national championships, excuse me, since who? Again, Stetson Bennett looking to become
Stetson.
The whatever, whoever. I'm not good with the squiggles that talk, Todd. Looking to Ooh. Become the first starting quarterback to win back-to-back national championships
starting.
Since who?
Starting.
Stetson.
I think I have it.
Bennett.
I think I have it.
About 10 seconds left. Everyone getting their wagers together?
Yep. I'm in.
Yeah, I think I have it.
Ding. Fries are done.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Da 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 da.
We start with Peter Yates.
Peter Yates didn't bet a dime because I'm going to finish at least in the top. But I did put, of all people, Jesse Palmer.
That Jesse Palmer is not correct. We go next
Jesse
to
Palmer
Todrick.
Is not correct.
It's starting, right? So I wrote
yes,
down
sir.
A.J. McCarron.
What did you write down?
A.J. McCarron is correct.
Yeah!
How much did you wager?
I bet it all. Six bills.
Puts Todd at 12 hundo. Petro?
I'd like a different category, please.
Name a food that you like.
Ooh.
Oh, there's many. I wrote down Tommy Frazier.
Tommy Frazier was not there. It was A.J. McCarron.
Nebraska. Did he even win back-to-back? He was quarterback.
Yeah, 94-95.
Yes, he did.
But did he win both those, or did...
No, he won them
Brooks
both.
Behringer start winning?
No, Behringer didn't.
And we go, well, Pat,
shut your mouth
wager?
And give me something, Todd.
Good job. What do you like
I wagered
to eat,
nothing, so I'm at 600.
Oh, you didn't? Right. You wagered nothing, you big baby.
And Kadog.
Nope.
I wrote down A.J. I'm showing you the paper. A.J. McCarron.
How much did you wager?
301.
Curtis, the big winner.
Yes. The big bear, Curtis Siebel, getting it done. Another victory. Another pelt on the wall for Curtis Siebold.
Victory.
A.J. McCarron. Did they win back-to-back? Or did he win like as a sophomore and a senior?
He was a
did
sophomore
Jesse Palmer
and
even
a
go
junior.
To Alabama?
A.J. McCarron's last game, Seren, was a loss to Oklahoma in a game that Alabama didn't care about. So he won in 11 against LSU and 12 against Notre Dame.
I'll try to get the right school next time.
Yeah, there you go, Pete. Jesse well done. Palmer. Well done.
A.J. McCarron's earning shekels in the league, I think, as a backup somewhere.
Yeah, there you have it.
Is he still with his girl?
$1 win.
Is he still with his girl?
Settle down, Pete.
No. I was going to say.
Musburger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
easy
alive.
There. Easy there.
I'm all
Pete,
right. I'm
all we right. will talk to you next week, okay. My friend.
Time for our Deli Fresh End of the Hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, who scored the first postseason touchdown at Arrowhead Stadium? Brought to you by Good Sense.